Yo, what it do? It's the big homie Cash Sales, and you're now tuned in to The Barbershop.
Yo.
What's up, man?
What's up, HG?
Nothing much, man. Just, you know, chilling, you know, enjoying my day. You know, nothing major.
Man, well, we're glad we got you here on The Barbershop, man. Just wanted to chop it up with you right quick, see how things are going, what's going on new in the world of being amazing.
Well, you know, really right now, just looking at 2017, you know, I launched my apparel company, Amazing Apparel, and it's doing pretty well. I'm very grateful for all of the support that I've been getting, whether it's been through people purchasing or just spreading the word. I appreciate it all, because I would not be where I am without the support. And now for 2018, I'm about to go all in. So expect to see more merch, more advertising, more marketing. And then, you know, just working and grinding so I can go ahead and finish school and really just continue this entrepreneurial journey.
There you go. And growth is the biggest, that's the number one word for 2018, growth. Well, while I got you here in the chair, man, I really just want to ask you how you feel about the kid, man. You know, the kid that was the Down syndrome, getting bullied, and he was basically, they were saying that his mom made the GoFundMe account for him being bullied, and people were saying, well, what's that gonna do for him being bullied? They couldn't find out his folks were actually racist, and he was getting bullied for calling kids niggas on campus. So I was just gonna ask you how you felt about that, man. What do you think?
Man, first, the whole situation is just, it's interesting me, because I guess for one thing, it's hard to like fact check in a sense, because for instance, like, as you mentioned, it's a lot of stories going around, and I guess for me, I wish there was somebody that was at the school that could like confirm what he was doing, like what he really calling, you know, kids, you know, the N-word and things like that. But I know, at least as it relates to his parents, it is like, well, I know, I was wondering what the GoFundMe would really go to, like, are they like, how would financial support help him? That's the thing I was wondering. But I know the main thing with the GoFundMe that shocked me was how much money was raised
in
such a short amount of time. And I get
$50,000, man. They got $50,000+ from a GoFundMe account. And what I've been told is that now that it's been put out that racism was involved, the GoFundMe is actually going up even more.
Well, yeah. I mean, I believe that, because when it comes to certain situations, like certain communities, from what I've seen on social media, they really support it, whether it's positive or negative. So I can understand how.
Boy, you need to run for office for the way you just tiptoed around white people. Boy, you just tiptoed around saying white people so well. You need to run for political office.
You
for real.
Hilarious. You are hilarious.
But it was the certain demographics.
No, but honestly, I guess this would. I'm not trying to steer the conversation away, but like, for instance, back when George Zimmerman did that heinous act and, you know, took Trayvon Martin's life, like, we saw how somebody created, and if I remember correctly, I may be wrong, but I do remember it being like a GoFundMe for him, and I remember
he raised a lot of money from that.
So
he raised a lot of money too.
Exactly. So it just shows that certain communities, when situations happen, they give their support and they come out in big numbers. And whether we think it's positive or negative, the the demographics, well, not the certain communities, you know, support their beliefs and, you know, you know, yeah.
They stand behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good or bad, right or wrong, forever right. So, yeah, I mean, but that situation really just vexed me, man. I was just so shocked to see that, you know, that little kid, man, because it took the video. They got me. I didn't donate no money because, you know, I ain't giving nobody a jack. But you got to really like, you know, yeah. I have to really feel like, you know, the cause is worth it. And I, don't get me wrong, I felt bad for the kid being bullied, but I just didn't feel like he deserved my money. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But you know, I just, hey, my hat goes off. You know, I'm all for the hustle. They raised them some quick money. Hopefully it gets put to some good use, you know. Because black, white, Puerto Rican poverty is real. And the last thing I want to see is somebody struggling. And, you know, so, hey, if you can manipulate people into a win for yourself, I don't commend it. However, hey, and whatever, you got it. Do something with it.
True. But,
next thing I was going to ask you about was the podcast. So you're doing your own podcast starting at the top of the year, right? The
yes.
Podcast.
Yes. 2018, I will be finally launching the Amazing Podcast. And this podcast, my main goal is to empower people to be amazing. Now, what do I mean by being amazing? I mean that I want everyone to realize that they have greatness within them, regardless of your environment, regardless of your like surroundings, regardless of what you've been through. Greatness is within you, and it's certain steps you can take to activate that greatness within you if you've done that. So, you know, I'm just giving, you know, some lessons I've learned. I plan to interview certain individuals that, you know, are successful and on their journey to being successful so that they can help inspire people to be amazing. Also, because of this, like, it's this quote that's like my favorite quote. It goes, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful, we are powerful beyond measure. And it's our light, not our darkness. Not, I was about to quote the whole thing, but my mind drew a blank. But basically, we are all powerful beyond measure. And once we realize that, we'll start acting different. And we'll be the people we were created to be. Because we were created to be amazing, not average.
Exactly, man. One of my great financial coaches, Nico, he does some credit repair. And one of his big things is that you have to be able to own your talents. Like, you can't be afraid of what you have. You can't be afraid of who you are. And he was telling me the other day that he's about to start public speaking. And I said, man, I'm all for it. You know, he's going to start going on tours and going and doing big events where he will be dropping some knowledge via credit repair, via money management and savings and retirement plans. And just some great topics because, you know, I'm engaged. So he was dropping some knowledge on, you know, on me about some things that I can do to kind of secure my marriage before we even go into it and secure my financial state in the first few years of my marriage that are going to change, that are going to basically benefit me for the positive forever. So I was really appreciative of that in itself. Yeah. But one of his biggest things was, you know, you got to be willing to own your own talents, own your own strengths. And a lot of us don't do that.
Exactly. And I think it's because, like, for some people, like, I know for a fact, like, for some people, the talents they have, it's not, well, it's that their talent is great, but the people around them don't see the value within it. For instance, let's say my parents want me to be a doctor or a lawyer, but I'm really great at graphic design, or when it comes to a camera, I can create high quality videos and pictures. But, you know, society, well, now it's changed where society is starting to value the creatives. But beforehand, you know, everybody wanted you to go the traditional route. So, you know, as a person who is a creative, like, you won't recognize the greatness within your talent because the people around you don't see it. But right. It should be the reverse. Like, you should, like, that should encourage you to do it even more. Like, listen, I am dope at what I do, and I am getting better at it. And I don't care if you believe in me or not, because I will be successful regardless. And what's funny is, in the beginning, whenever it comes to a person that's starting to maximize their talent, like people that didn't believe in you at first, after you've made some strides and made some progress, then they'll come back around like, oh man, you know, I see you, you doing your thing. Like, you know, I always believed in you. But no, that wasn't the case. Like, at first you thought I was crazy. You thought,
right,
you know, it didn't make any sense. You were telling me, nah, don't do that, play it safe. But in life, like, you cannot always play it safe. Like, it's good to have a backup plan, but at the same time, sometimes having a backup plan will actually hinder you, because it will, like...
Boy, you starting to sound like LeVar Ball. Hey, you starting to sound like LeVar Ball.
Hey, but no, that's real. It's like, because, well, of course, like, I'm going to use me, because that's the bit, like, I know me or whatever. So, I have a, like, my plan A is that I'm going to be an entrepreneur for the rest of my life. No matter what my product or service is, I'll be using the tactics and strategies that one uses to be successful. Now, my plan B is that I'm going to have my 9-to-5, because I plan to be an educator and then go up to an administrator. However, my plan B really is part of my plan A, because my 9-to-5 is going to fund my entrepreneurial journey until I get to the point where I don't need a 9-to-5 anymore.
Right. So essentially what you're saying is, you know what I'm saying, don't confuse plan B with, you know, like proactive thinking. And I think a lot of people do that. A lot of people confuse plan B with becoming complacent.
Right.
Plan B is simply saying that, you know what I'm saying, look, if everything else fails, this is what I got to fall back on. However, you can't look at life as if everything else is going to fail. LeVar said it best.
Yeah.
LeVar said it best, man. Ain't no plan B. The reason why there ain't no plan B is because you're 80% in the plan A and 20% in the plan B. So don't be surprised when you don't hit 100%. So, with that being said, I still want to say this. Don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying? LeVar Ball has a brand. That man is a millionaire. He can afford for his kids to not have plan Bs, because if they do fail, he can afford for them for the rest of their life. So, you know, don't be stupid. Don't be naive. But at the end of the day, you got a plan. You got to move like it ain't nothing else. You got to move like there's nothing else. And that's just, you know, that's some good shit to live by. You know, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you can't provide for your family, but you also don't want to shortchange your family by half step.
Right.
So yep, I totally feel that. Right quick before we get off, I'm gonna run a few things by you. We call this this or that. All right.
Okay.
So this or that, I'm gonna give you two options. You pick which one you like. We're gonna go pretty fast. So just
Let me get ready. Okay, let's go.
Okay. TV or internet?
Internet.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Chicken or steak?
Ooh.
Come on.
Ah, dang. Steak. The steak tastes
better. Basketball or football?
Basketball.
Jackson State basketball or Jackson State football?
Jackson State in general. But nah, for real, Jackson State football, because you can't beat that culture of the football game, because by picking football, you get the band and all the other stuff.
Okay. Donald Trump or Putin?
Woo! Skip.
Donald Trump or Mike Pence?
Neither. Really, Mike Pence is worse.
Okay. Obama or Nelson Mandela?
Ooh, can I get both? But see, wait, actually, by picking Obama, I get Mandela, because Mandela inspired Obama. So I'm gonna pick Obama.
Okay. And last one, a ball fade
or a taper fade?
Oh, give me the taper. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Taper fade all day. All right, man. We appreciate you for coming in, HD, sitting in the chair.
It's your boy, Cad.
Make sure y'all check out Everything Amazing Style and Henry Amazing. I'm going to be dropping in January at the top of the year and all next year. Amazing podcast coming soon. Make sure you download the Anchor app. Make sure you tune into everything dealing with the barbershop. Make sure you're always checking out what's going on because you never know who's going to stop by. We're going to drop a smooth track for y'all right after this. And you always know you can click on the Apple Music and check out the Barbershop playlist if you like any of the songs on our podcast. We got the full song playing on the playlist on Spotify and Apple Music. So this is your boy Cash. It's your man HG on the other line. HG, tell the people goodbye.
Hey, y'all be blessed and be amazing.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to the barbershop. We want to give a special thanks to Henry Amazing for stopping by, sitting in a chair, touching those topics. You never want to miss an episode of the barbershop. You never know who's going to be there. It's your boy Cash Sales. Make sure you check out the playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. But until next time, we'll holler at you.